This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. German government to provide 1.46 billion rupees grant to Nepal for power distribution project. Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital initiates pre-cancer treatment for children under 14. Health Minister Podil pledges drug price adjustment within months. Nepal's remittance inflow increases by 11.5% in first 3 months of current fiscal year. And Russian President Putin approves the changes to country's nuclear doctrine after U.S. allowed Ukraine to fire long-range U.S. missiles into Russia. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Finance on behalf of the Government of Nepal and German Embassy on behalf of the German Government have signed an agreement for the implementation of the power distribution strengthening program in Nepal. The Ministry of Finance stated in a press release today that the Government of Germany agreed to extend 10 million euros, approximately 1.46 billion rupees, as grant assistance to Nepal. The agreement was signed and extended today at the Ministry of Finance. The program aims to strengthen Nepal's electricity distribution infrastructure and introduce climate-friendly technologies to ensure a more reliable and efficient power supply. Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital has launched pre-cancer treatment service for children below 14 years of age. According to the hospital's acting executive director, Dr. Ujjol Salu, said the initiative began on the 14th of November, providing comprehensive cancer care for children under 14. It follows a ministerial decision made by Health Minister Pradeep Podal on the 27th of October, mandating free cancer treatment for children under 14 in governed hospitals. Meanwhile, Health Minister Pradeep Podal has said that the price of all categories of medicine will be adjusted within a month. Addressing an observation and digitalization inauguration program of Parbat Hospital in Parbat today, Health Minister Podal said that the price adjustment is aimed to check the free rein enjoyed by the pharmacist and pharmaceutical companies in determining the price of medicine in the market. Two women died and seven people suffered injuries after a jeep met with an accident in Dardildhura district today. According to Area Police Office of Jogbura, the jeep veered off 30 meters down from the Daiji Jogbura road section when it was moving towards the Parsuram municipality from Kanchanpur's Daiji. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has honored the players winning medals in the 15th bodybuilding competition held recently in the Maldives. The Prime Minister felicitated Rupesh Sahi, Prajol Sakhe, Rajani Sakhe and Sonam Mulaguti, who won the medals in the various weight categories of the competition at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today. Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Lynn Johnston, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at his office in Simadarbar this afternoon. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, on the occasion, they exchanged views on Nepal-Australia relations as well as the matters of bilateral interest and concerns. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that the government is determined to conduct the upcoming local level by elections in a free, fair and impartial manner. Inaugurating the Sudhir Pashchim Province Level Sikari Seminar in Dhangadi today, Minister Lekhak directed the heads of the security agencies to make necessary security arrangements to conclude the December 1st by elections peacefully. Medical entrepreneur Durga Prasai has been arrested on the charge of spreading fake information through social networking sites. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB of Nepal Police said Prasai was taken under control on the charge of committing cybercrime. He was hailed from Bhaktapur-based home. Nepal received 407.31 billion rupees in remittances in the first 3 months of the current fiscal year. Nepal Rashtra Bank stated in the current macroeconomic and financial situation of Nepal report that remittance inflows increased 11.5% in the review period compared to an increase of 25.8% in the same period of the previous year. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal, not stamp for a short break.
साधा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. President Ramchandra Pardal has acknowledged Nepal Sambat as unique national heritage, noting its historical roots connected at various spheres such as religion, culture and social life. Nepal Sambat is an indigenous calendar initiated by national luminary Sankadar Sakwa. At a commemorative program marking the 25th years of announcement of Sankadar Sakwa as the national luminary, President Pardal recalled the exemplary deeds of Sakwa, who used his personal wealth to salvage the poor and improvised communities. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to complete the peace process soon by forming a trustworthy commission. The Commission has also asked the government to focus on the concerns of the victims and implement its past recommendations. Issuing a press statement today on 18 years of the signing of the comprehensive peace accord by the government and the then rebuilt CPN Mouse, the NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pardal has drawn the government's attention to meet the national and international commitments made to provide justice to the victims. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved changes to Russia's nuclear doctrine, setting out new conditions under which the country would consider using its arsenal. According to the BBC, the doctrine now says an attack from a non-nuclear state, if backed by a nuclear power, will be treated as a joint assault on Russia. It is said that the update was proposed in September and rubber-stamped on Tuesday. It also follows Washington's decision on Monday to allow Ukraine to fire long-range U.S. missiles into Russia. Meanwhile, Russia has claimed that Ukraine used Atacms U.S. missiles to strike Russian territory for the first time on Tuesday. Leaders of the group of 20 major economies met on Tuesday to discuss the sustainable development and the transition to cleaner energy as they aim to increase the odds of a successful deal to address global warming at UN climate talks in Azerbaijan. According to the Reuters news agency, the host of the COP29 climate summit a day earlier had made a plea for G20 countries to send a positive signal on the need to tackle climate change in Baku of Azerbaijan. In a joint statement issued late Monday, the G20 leaders called for rapidly and sustainably increasing climate finance from billions to trillions from all sources to pay for the response to climate change. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kuchi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kuchi Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kuchi Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. German government to provide 1.46 billion rupees grant to Nepal for power distribution project. Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital initiates pre-cancer treatment for children under 14. Health Minister Pardal pledges drug price adjustment within months. Nepal's remittance inflow increases by 11.5% in first 3 months of current fiscal year. And Russian President Putin approved the changes to country's nuclear doctrine after U.S. allowed Ukraine to fire long-range U.S. missiles into Russia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.